spacious skies for amber waves of grain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping that very soon to have Dr. Karen Efron on the line. And Dr. Efron is a pediatrician, but she's retired from medicine, at least from the active practice of medicine. And in some respects, I think she's doing something far more important. Because she is trying to get the truth out about what they're doing to our children, to our educational system, to the minds of our children. And certainly a healthy body and a healthy mind are so important. And yet there is a program today to get our children onto drugs. Oh, we've got to do something about this. Somewhere it's estimated between 6 and 8 million American children are on Ritalin or other some psychotropic drug. What does that do to their mind? What does that do to their heart? What does that do to their soul? Well, we know, for instance, that Ritalin hurts their heart. In fact, there have been a number of instances where, of course, the amphetamine-like effect of these drugs have actually led to heart attacks and death. You know, in kids that are 12 or 14 or 16 years old, which never happens. Not until, of course, we begin giving these children Ritalin, which is a terrible, terrible drug. And, of course, now we hear talk about, oh, you know, there's so many children with deep-seated emotional problems. What we need is for the federal government to do mental health screening on all the children in the United States and on all the teachers in the United States and maybe on the parents, too. And at what point does it stop? Where in the Constitution does it give the right to the federal government to be concerned with the mental health of our children? And, of course, it doesn't. In fact, they're violating the laws. But that doesn't seem to matter. First of all, people have been dumbed down to the point they don't know what the Constitution says. And, of course, secondly, everybody looks to the government for our protection and our help. Karen, thank you so very much for being with us. There we are. Karen, are you there?
Yeah, no, that's better.
All right,
now
fine.
Now I can hear you.
All right, fine. Well, we've certainly been talking about the idea of the mental health screening, what they're doing for, as far as the education, what they're doing to the minds of our children. Would you like to sort of pick that up, and then we're going to go to a break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay. A couple of years ago, the president convened a commission called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, and its purpose was to fix the broken mental health system in the United States.
What does that have to do with freedom?
Not a whole lot. But they think that by taking care of this is supposed to bring people with mental disabilities new freedom to live better lives or something like that. Anyway, they came out with a report. The final report was in July of 2004, and among its recommendations was to essentially screen the entire population of the United States, starting in preschool, for mental health disorders.
And so, well, they want to get everybody onto a computer. They want to know their mental status. They want to know what they believe in. What happens if you don't believe the way the government wants you to believe?
Well, that's the potential problem, and we've already got violence prevention programs that can label a child as potentially violent or mentally ill.
Hold that thought
based
right
on their
there.
Worldview.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Karen Efferman, and we're talking about the mental health screening. Well, it all started with one of those wonderful commissions named the New Freedom Commission. Oh, doesn't that sound great? And what's the New Freedom of Commission about? Why is, of course, we want to do mental health screening of all the children in the United States, and then eventually everyone in the United States. What does that have to do with freedom? Absolutely nothing, but it's a great slogan. They always love to put these acronyms onto people, like the Patriot Act, which was unpatriotic, and so many of the various names that they give are just the opposite of what it's all about. I mean, who could be against the patriotism, you see, and who could be against freedom or mental health? But Dr. Efferman was saying that some of the things that are in this whole act, we could actually label a child mentally disabled because of their worldview. Maybe they're a Christian. They hold strong moral views, or they don't want to go along with the current agenda of the ruling elite. Would that be a fair statement, Karen?
It would be. It would actually be a fair statement. There was also a study done with $1.2 million of our tax dollars that said that social conservatives or traditionalists are mentally deranged because we have such things as mental rigidity, dogmatism, and uncertainty avoidance.
Well, I think, wasn't it Bill Moore, the fellow, a mayor or something more? You know, the fellow who does one of these radio, pardon me. Politically incorrect. Who said the Christians are obviously crazy. They hold these crazy views.
Right. Yes, and Garrison Keillor was saying that Christians shouldn't vote because they're citizens of heaven, not citizens of the earth.
Sounds to me like they've got a lot of anti-Christian bigots out there, but where's the outcry from the liberals who are so concerned about bigotry?
You never hear it about that, do you?
No, it's all right to be anti-Christian. You just can't be anti-anything else.
Right.
You've got to tolerate everything except Christianity.
Pretty much.
All right, fine. Well, of course, where are we headed with this new mental health program? Because how far is this along? Where are we going to start with it? Just the very young children? Or are we going to get everybody and their views into a big computer somewhere in the sky so they can be tracked throughout their life to make sure that their views conform to what they're supposed to?
Well, it kind of depends on the state. The Congress appropriated $20 million to implement the recommendations of the New Freedom.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our desk guest is Dr. Karen Efferman. We're talking about this New Freedom Initiative, and apparently Congress has appropriated some $20 million, and that will be doled out to the states as long as they go along with this new authoritarian agenda.
That's right. But they don't really specify which recommendations of the New Freedom Commission are to be specifically implemented. There is the one about universal screening, and there's also one about medications that only the newest, most expensive drugs that really have no better effect than the old ones, which didn't work very well and have very high side effects, are supposed to be used. So those two recommendations are very controversial. And there are programs in individual states that are using the New Freedom Commission recommendations as cover for doing some really radical things, such as in Minnesota, they want to add mental health screening to the preschool screening regimen, you know, with the vision and hearing and things like that. And they want to, in Florida, they have a strategic plan for infant mental health to create a system where no child 0 to 5 develops any emotional problems. So apparently they want to take the child from birth and put them in a bubble and not have them encounter any of the problems of life.
Well, of course, you see this all the time in these advertisements. Oh, we've got to get our children into preschool. Oh, they're going to be so much better if they're in preschool. We've got to get them away from the parents. The child is going to be so much more successful in life and successful in college and successful in business if we can just get them in preschool. And That's really, we want to get them away from the parents who are instilling them with certain basic values about God and family and country. And don't you think that that is one of the major thrusts of so much what's going on, is to get the child away from the parent?
Well, there was actually a psychiatrist from Harvard who said exactly that at a conference. He said that all children entering kindergarten at the age of 5 are mentally ill because they have been indoctrinated by their parents with certain beliefs about America as a sovereign nation, about God, about family, and those types of things. And it is up to psychiatrists and psychologists to cure these children and to bring about the new international child of the future.
I think that my friend John Stromer covers that in his book, The Nundare College Education.
Right.
And I think that this is absolutely right. You have to understand the purpose of preschool is not to help the child. It's to mold the child. It's the whole Platonic idea that all children belong to the state. And Plato wrote about this in his book, The Republic, the classic, which many of us read in college, not understanding that this was the blueprint for the tyranny that is planned for today.
Well, these programs aren't effective. They're, despite the howlings of the liberal establishment, there really isn't a kindergarten readiness crisis. One of the largest studies, and although I don't like large federal government studies, this one followed 22,000 children for several years and found that 90%+ are able to recite their colors and count to 10. You know, all of them are that high, is eager and ready to learn, and they're, and 97% is in good health. So tell me where the crisis is that we need to spend all this money and implement all of this government control.
Well, I remember when we had a war on cancer back in the 1960s, and after we started the war on cancer, we got more cancer. We had a war on poverty, and at that time they said, you know, there were 4 million Americans who went to bed hungry every night, and now they tell us we got 20 or 30 million living in poverty, and that time we had to have a war on drugs, and now we got more drugs than ever before. So
exactly.
I really think that we have to understand that many times when the government intervenes, why they don't help, they make things actually far, far worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this one would be outrageously bad, not only because of the potential for labeling based on worldview and belief, but because there are children all over this country whose parents are being coerced by the schools and the state to put their children on very potent, very dangerous psychiatric medications.
All right.
Those drugs are not effective and cause an enormous range of potentially lethal side effects.
Well, I certainly agree with you. And that's, basically, of course, they're putting an awful lot of our children onto the Prozac and Zoloft and Luvax medications.
Okay.
And basically, they have never been approved for this sort of thing, and they create suicidal thoughts. Our children's minds work different than adults' minds. And so many of the mass killers have been on these psychotropic drugs, and nobody ever talks about that.
Well, even this boy that committed the latest atrocity at Red Lake in my state of Minnesota was on Prozac.
Right.
And the Columbine killers were on these drugs, and, you know, Granite Hills, California, and Springfield, Oregon, and probably Jonesboro, Arkansas, Conyers, Georgia, almost everyone where we've been able to find anything out, these kids have been on these psychiatric drugs.
Ritalin. I mean, Ritalin is
right.
A terrible, terrible drug. With 6 million children on it, why would you want to drug our children like that? I mean, these are not just casual drugs. These work through the same centers that amphetamines do. And Ritalin is a prescription drug. It's not an over-the-counter drug.
Right.
And has been given indiscriminately to our children today for these disorders like attention deficit disorder, which is an entirely new disorder. It's growing like leaps and bounds, and where do all these children come down with these new diseases?
Well, Some of it is overdiagnosis and very vague and subjective diagnostic criteria. But to the extent that any of these disorders are real, I fear that it is environmentally caused. Dr. Stephanie Cave in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has done mercury and heavy metal studies on the children that come to her clinic that are given some sort of developmental or psychiatric disorder. And about 90% of them have very high levels of mercury and aluminum and other heavy metals in their bodies.
Well, are they getting those from the vaccines?
Exactly.
And, of course, exactly. The thing is, the government cannot admit that it's been poisoning our children.
No.
And, of course, they recognize that this was a dangerous, dangerous thing, really destroying the minds of our children. So they supposedly took it out of the childhood immunizations, and they left it in the influenza shot, and then they told every parent who loved their child, if you love your child, get your influenza vaccination. Why would you give them the shots when you knew the mercury was toxic and would produce these problems?
Right. Well, Minnesota has a bill this session to take mercury out of vaccines and to always give a mercury-free vaccine when there's a choice available. And still, the medical establishment screamed and cried against this bill, and for now it's been tabled. And Congressman Dave Weldon out of Florida has been trying for several years to get this passed, and he's a family practitioner, and he believes in the public health system and in vaccines, but even he can't take the lying and disingenuousness and cover-up of the federal public health establishment on this.
In fact, it was Dr. David Weldon, Congressman Weldon, who actually, through his office, they actually sent me that report. I think it goes back to 2000. It was held in Georgia, 2000 and 2001.
But they got together,
they got together 51 experts to discuss the thimerosal and the vaccine. And these people were saying, well, I sure wouldn't give this to my kids or my grandkids, but
right. We're
going to leave it in there until it's all used up, and we're not going to tell anybody that we know that it's producing autism and other serious disorders in the children, but we're going to keep this secret. And if you call Congressman Weldon's office, they can send that to you by email. We have it. We've read it. And it is frightening to realize that these high officials, and many of them, of course, were not even government officials. They were the experts from across the country, decided to lie to the American people rather than tell them the truth. And the fact that that has been covered up by the media. And, of course, you can get this, Dr. Blalock's. Have you read Dr. Blalock's article on that?
I haven't read Dr. Blalock's article, but there's a new book out called Evidence of Harm by David Kirby that is outstanding as far as showing the cover-up.
In fact, I've been trying to get hold of St. Martin's Press, which published that book, and they refused to send me a copy. I had to go out and buy a copy. They refused to call me back so I can get the gentleman on the on my program. Do you know how
I can help you with that?
All right, fine. I'll get in touch with you off the air. This is a book, ladies and gentlemen, called Evidence of Harm, Going into the Mercury and the Damage It's Done to Your Children and the grandchildren. And the publisher, and this is a standard technique that they use, the publisher is not doing anything they can, at least as far as I can tell, to get the book out, because I've sent at least 4 or 5 faxes to them and called them repeatedly to try to get a copy of the book, a review copy, but even more to get the author onto my program. And you know, I can't get a response, and that's what I find every time a book is being suppressed. Would they suppress books in the United States? Ladies and gentlemen, they do that all the time. Now, maybe I'm misjudging it. Maybe they just haven't got all of the Fox faxes, or, well, I don't know why, but it's such an important subject. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we poisoned a whole generation of our children. And many of these children have attention deficit disorders and autism and cognitive disorders. 1 in 6 American children has a cognitive disorder, neurodevelopmental abnormality, or a behavioral disorder, and I don't think it happened by accident. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, Dr. Karen Efren.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story. Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon is Dr. Karen Ephraim. Now, what can you tell us about this mental health testing that that the government wants to do on our love, our children?
It's outrageously subjective. Even the power brokers in mental health admit that that the diagnostic criteria are subjective. For instance, the Surgeon General's report on mental health from 1999 says, in other words, what it means to be mentally healthy is subject to many different interpretations that are rooted in value judgments that may vary across cultures. And the authors of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, the Bible of Psychiatric Diagnosis, said DSM-4 criteria remain a consensus without clear empirical data supporting the number of items required for the diagnosis. In other words, they don't have an accurate list of what causes or what symptoms constitute a specific mental illness. And then they say, furthermore, the behavioral characteristics specified in the DSM-4, despite efforts to standardize them, remain subjective.
But, of course, they would give this, and they would be subjective. That they would be, of course, subject to interpretation. And let's imagine that you didn't believe in world government. Let's imagine you came from a Christian family, and you believed there were absolutes, and you didn't believe promiscuity was all right. You didn't believe, you know, that the destruction of moral values was all right. You didn't think that homosexuality was perfectly normal. Then you would be considered mentally ill.
Basically, there's that potential. In fact, there is a violence prevention program through the U.S. Department of Education under No Child Left Behind called Early Warning, Timely Response. And one of the warning signs that they have for listing children as potentially violent or mentally unstable includes intolerance for others and prejudicial attitudes. As an early warning sign, they say, quote, all children have likes and dislikes. However, an intense prejudice toward others based on racial, ethnic, religious, language, gender, sexual orientation, ability, and physical appearance, when coupled with other factors, may lead to violent assaults against those who are perceived to be different.
In other words, they would have to then be medications?
You got it. And all over the country, there are children being coerced by schools to put their kids on medication.
Oh, you know, it's really very interesting. I don't know if you have these television ads where you are, but we see them all the time on NBC. And one of your favorite actors comes on and says, you know, it's a terrible thing to hate. You know, don't make racial remarks. Don't hate anybody. And what they're doing is, of course, nobody's in favor of hate. Nobody's in favor of racism. But what they're trying to do is basically say, you've got to tolerate everything. And of course, there's certain things you can't tolerate. Because you can respect people of other races, other religions, but that doesn't mean that you have to compromise what you believe at all, or you have to accept alternative lifestyles. But this is exactly what it seems to me that they're trying to get our children to do.
Well, there are actually standards in Minnesota that are being proposed for 3 to 5 year old children that include discussion of gender identity, and they are fostered by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, and that group has very radical views on things like homosexuality. They put out this curriculum called the anti-bias curriculum that every center or every preschool program that is certified by this organization, and it's the national organization for doing so, has to use. And they have a definition of homophobia that says it's a fear and hatred of gay men and lesbians backed up by institutional policies and power that discriminate against them.
Well, of course, you don't have to approve of homosexuality. It doesn't mean you hate homosexuals at all. In fact, if you really care about homosexuals, you got to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. It's going to kill them. 1 in 3 lesbians gets breast carcinoma. Homosexuals, male homosexuals, die at average 40, 41. If you hate them, you wouldn't tell them what they're doing is wrong.
Right.
And yet, of course, it seems it's just the opposite. And they're going to do this on 3 to 5 year old children? Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? I mean, you would think every Christian leader would say, get your child out of these schools if you value their soul.
Well, that's, you know, these programs are going to be required for private and religious daycares, too.
Do you think God is going to tolerate this sort of thing indefinitely? God does. You know, I tremble for my country, as Jefferson said.
Yep.
When I reflect, God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory's going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we've got Mike on the line. I'm going to ask Mike to wait just for a moment. I want to ask Dr. Ephraim, have you heard of a drug called Ativan? Apparently it's a combination of barbiturates and amphetamines. Do you know this drug at all?
Ativan is actually a benzodiazepine.
It is?
It is.
All right.
It is used mostly for seizure control in children, but it's a benzodiazepine that was, you know, like Valium, that was used to treat anxiety and things like that in adults.
Is it used very widely in children?
Not very much that I'm aware of.
All right, fine. Now let's go to Mike, who's calling in. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a question, Stan. I wanted to ask about the financial incentives that are offered to the public schools for getting kids on the drugs. You know anything about those?
Well, I do know that the public schools, through IDEA, the Special Education Law, or the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, do receive state and federal funding for each child that is diagnosed or labeled with something. It could be a reading disability, it could be math anxiety, or it could be things like attention deficit disorder and psychiatric problems. So there is that incentive. I don't know of any specific incentive from the states or federal government, or even from the drug companies, to, you know, a bounty for putting children on medication. I do know, however, that many states have 50, 60, and 70% of their children in foster care on psychiatric drugs, sometimes as young as age 3, and sometimes as many as between 2 and 16 different drugs.
So we got a real problem. But the one thing, if Congress is only giving $20 million, there's not going to be enough money going around ready to be a tremendous incentive to take on these programs, I wouldn't think.
Well, it's in the planning grant stage. This first year, it's in the planning grant stage, so we're hoping that we can stop it.
All right, well, I certainly hope you can stop it as well. Do you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Yeah, well, incentive might have been the wrong word. I'm not sure. I don't understand enough about it, but I've understood for, a number, I don't know, 8 or 10 years now that the schools are reimbursed at least for, well, per child, upwards of $400 for the ones that are needing the drugs, and these would be any of the psychotropics, and the teacher, in the classroom gets to make the recommendation as to or the requirement as to whether or not the kid is going to get the drugs, and then I suppose they go, the kid goes to the school psychologist.
Right. Anyway, there are financial incentives for some of the other things, but this is not fully funded yet. Down the line,
not the drugs. There is incentive to diagnose and label, and the kids get put on the drugs, and then they get coerced by the schools to stay on the drugs, or sometimes required by the schools to put on them, but the schools do not get specifically paid for when the children are on the drugs. They get paid for having the child with a label.
I think it's because they are learning disability or disabled. I think it's, the term is learning disability, something like that. Hey, thanks.
Well, what do those dollar amounts look like?
It depends on the state.
Yeah.
Minnesota was about $400 per child per year last time I checked.
Okay, thanks very much, Mike. Now, is there a telephone number where people can get more information on this? Is there a website people can go to?
Absolutely.
All right.
EdWatch.
You thought I'd never ask.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. EdWatch, EDWATCH.org, and EdAction, EDACTION.org. That's EdWatch and EdAction. There is a briefing book available on mental health screening, specifically containing articles written by me and others, a PowerPoint presentation, and a radio debate between myself and a member of the New Freedom Commission. That is available on our website. And the phone number for EdWatch is 952-361-4931.
Give that one more time.
952-361-4931.
And, of course, they're doing a great job on the front lines of this battle. Well, what happened when you, of course, debated somebody from the New Freedom Commission?
Well, they tried to say that their motives were pure and that this wasn't going to affect all children and it wasn't mandatory and that we shouldn't worry, and that the Texas Medication Algorithm Project, which is the drug recommendations, you know, wasn't going to apply, and we just wanted to do a developmental assessment of children to make sure that they succeed in school. And I talked about the tremendous financial incentives of the drug companies to come up with these recommendations that started in Texas when President Bush was governor there, and now be used as a model program for the New Freedom Commission. And in addition, I spoke about the vagueness and the subjectivity of the questions and of the diagnostic criteria, and she really couldn't answer me.
And, of course, you know, the thing is that these people always say something, but it's not true. For instance, you know, they insisted, of course, that, you know, we had this new Medicare drug program was only going to cost, you know, I don't know, $400 billion or something like that. Or, you know, and it's already going to cost twice that much. They simply lie. And like the Social Security number, it would never be used to identify people. You can trust us. We're from the government. We wouldn't lie to you. And, of course, they were lying. They just didn't want the American people to know. It's like the idea that NAFTA was going to increase our trade and we were going to prosper because of that. And they knew it wasn't going to do that. But they could not tell the American people the truth. So, you know, when you talk to these people from the government, maybe they really don't know. But some of them do know. And, of course, they don't tell the truth. Let's go to Roger calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. You have a question.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking Orwell and P.J. O'Rourke, what politically correct nursery rhymes, they would have to be blushing over their lack of inventiveness for the Orwellian language.
Right. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Well, just that aside, I mean, isn't it time we get over that we accept homosexuality, so that at least for the male homosexuals, that no longer have to drop dead 30 years sooner under the crushing burden of societally imposed guilt. Even though they make, what is the average, twice the average income under the all the horrible discrimination, I guess.
Yeah, thanks very much, Roger. Okay, let's go to Wes calling from Texas. Hi, Wes, how are you doing? And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Wes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. Another great program. I just wondered if your guest had any insight as to how they were going to try to herd the homeschoolers into this initiative, since the commission said it was to blanket the entire country. I just wondered if she knew of any plans for the homeschoolers.
Actually, what they want to do if the children aren't screened through the schools is to be screened through their primary care health providers, you know, the pediatricians and the family practice doctors. So that's in there.
So that'll be certainly another very clever way to get the doctors to go along. After all, aren't you really concerned? It's amazing how they can herd the doctors into doing things that are totally illogical.
Right. It is
bad. And what we're going to do, we're coming up with a program, Wes, where we're going to get you information. We want you to start educating your doctors and get them to think and make them realize they cannot trust the leaders of their organizations, and they certainly can't trust the things that come out from the CDC and from the NIH and from the government. So once the doctors begin to understand that, then, of course, we can break their stranglehold on the medical profession.
Well, fortunately, we have several doctors in Congress that do understand.
Right. And Dr. David Weldon is doing an excellent job.
As is Dr. Paul and Dr. Tom Coburn.
Right, all three of those. There is one, however, who is a heart surgeon who will go unnamed, however he is the Senate Majority Leader, who I really don't quite entirely trust. Anyway, anything else, Wes?
No, thanks for another great show. I hope people will mobilize and try to get the truth out to those they know. Thanks, Dr.
One thing is the signal coming in pretty well there.
Oh, yeah, you're coming in great down here in Texas.
All right, fine. Thanks so much. And okay. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question on this subject, they want to start testing all of the children that they can. And there's a Dr. Ephraim's pointing out that, you know, if you're a homeschooling child and your parents are trying to protect you from this sort of thing, then they're going to try to get the doctor to give you the test. Now, you know, are a lot of these questions, like so many of the other testings they have, certainly used to plant ideas in children's minds? Because some of these testing that they've done, you know, asking children intimate details about their sex lives when they're 12 years old. Do we have any idea what is in these testings?
Well, we found out the teen screen, depression screening instrument that came from Columbia University that is being used in 41 different states, and often with what is called passive consent, where they don't even ask the parents in advance. They just assume that it's okay, and if the parent finds out about it, then they have to actively opt their children out.
Isn't there any way that the parents can just get some sort of a form that says, I don't want any of this testing done on my children, or any sex education, or anything without my written permission?
Yes, they can do that, and sometimes sometimes the schools listen and sometimes they don't.
Well, can't you sue them if they violate that specific written instruction from you?
You can.
And, of course, we have got some...
It takes lawyers to and we have an, to do that.
We have an excellent law system here. A group of called Brad Dacus's organization, a Pacific Justice Institute, I think it is, that will actually take these lawsuits for parents and go after monetary damage. This is the only way you're going to put a stop to this, damaging our children through the testing process. So where can people get forms that, you know, because the average parent is a little intimidated by this whole thing. They need somebody like you to tell them where to go.
Okay. well, two places. One is specifically about mental health screening, and that one is at psychrights.org. That's psychrights, psychrights.org. And the other one is at Beverly E. That's Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, the letter E, .com, written by Beverly Ekman and the National Education Consortium. And that's a little bit broader, and it's actually quite comprehensive. No screening, no nosy surveys, no teaching of things that are not academic. And that's a very good form as well.
All right. Of course, Beverly Ekman is certainly one of our favorite guests, just as you are, of course. But she's done a tremendous amount of work on the testing and pointed out the terrible damage. These tests are not necessarily all informative. Some of them are designed for the psychological damage on the children, the maximum psychological damage, because by suggesting things to children at a totally inappropriate time is
right.
Designed to break down their modesty and their inhibitions. And to give them the feeling that everybody's doing it. Why aren't you? There's something wrong with you if you still hold to those outmoded biblical principles.
Well, Tulsa, Oklahoma implemented this teen screen survey that asked really vague questions like, do you feel like things are not going as well as they used to, or are your grades a little bit lower, or do you feel like you can't do things as well as other people, or things like that, which all normal teenagers go through. But anyway, when Tulsa, Oklahoma implemented this teen screen for 6 years, they actually had a rise in suicide rates in that city.
Well, of course, the same thing when they brought the suicide education in and the death education into a place called a Columbine High School in Littleton. You know, they knew exactly what they were going to do. And of course, so many of these kids, all this suicide education, planting these ideas in their minds, why would any compassionate person do something like that? They have to know that they're playing games with the minds of our children. Why would anybody put their child into a government school where they can be experimented on by people who have a different agenda and a different worldview?
Well, that's a wonder.
Well, anyway, Karen, you're making headway up there in Minnesota. I know because you've got an excellent group up there that's really making a lot of waves. What about the legislators? Are some of them beginning to understand what this is about? Because so often the legislators really don't know.
Well, we're making a little bit of progress on mental health screening specifically, but unfortunately, that's one piece that we're stopping, which is significant, but in Minnesota right now, we're dealing with an enormous early childhood system that wants to not only do screening and mental health screening, but they also want to implement standards that are absolutely radical, and they want to do a quality rating system based on these standards that will allow private and religious daycares to have to comply with these government standards, and they want to put non-governmental organizations in charge of setting child care policy in our state.
Are they
going to be unaccountable to the voters?
Are you going to be able to block that?
We're working on it. We're working really hard. We have a luncheon briefing coming up this Thursday that I'll be speaking at, and at least some of the legislators are listening, but our governor and some of the other Republicans that should know better are not. So it's going to be a challenge.
Well, of course, what the other side does is it is actually, of course, getting their people into the positions of governor in states all across this country. There's so much power there with the governor. It can be used for good or bad, and so often they want people in there who are going to go along with the other agenda. The people with the other worldview. So,
right.
And you know, you'd think that the Republican governor would be on the right side.
Well, all I can say is, if Tim Pawlenty's name gets mentioned for president in 08, run the other way.
All right, fine. Well, of course, if we get a choice between he and Hillary Clinton, it'll be sort of a choice between being shot and being hung, and I don't really like either choice.
Well, I hope that's not the case.
Anyway, but of course, you know, right now they're trying to see who they can sell to the people, but I suspect in the final analysis, it's not going to make a lot of difference. Whichever candidate wins, why their man always wins, or woman, as it would be. Okay, Karen, do you have a parting thought? We're just about out of time.
Yes. Support on the federal level. Call your federal representatives and senators. The Parental Consent Act, H.R. 181, and by Congressman Paul and Congressman John Klein, is just about to reintroduce the Child Medication Safety Act.
One more time. What's the House resolution? What? H.R. what?
181. And 181. That prevents... that requires written informed voluntary parental consent for mental health screening and prohibits the coercion. And the Child Medication Safety Act does the...
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, Radio Liberty, and I want to suggest several things you really should get. One of the courses, our four-tape set on education, on outcome-based education. And to understand what's really going on, let me suggest several books we carry. One of them is John Stormer's excellent book, None Dare Call It Education. That's None Dare Call It Education. We carry Charlotte Isabey's, The Dumbing Down of America, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And then, of course, Barrett Chose's wonderful book, Brave New Schools, takeoff on Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. But the schools are being used today in America to destroy the minds and the hearts and the souls of our children. Understand what they're doing. Why do you think children are in revolt against their parents? Why do you think that children are involved in sex, and so many of the young people are? Because they've destroyed their moral values. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and because this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty really is listener-supported. We're primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day on radio and 5 hours a day on the Internet, 5 hours a day on satellite, and 4 hours a day on shortwave, so that we can reach people. And of course, it's an expensive proposition. So if you believe that there's a problem, and you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family. You may not have a voice yourself, but we do have a voice, and we have it because there are people out there who believe in what we're doing. And month in, month out, week in, week out, you know, year in, year out, they support us. And if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can pull down our programs. You can listen to them live. You can listen to them on the archive programs. You can pull down our newsletters. You can get a tremendous amount of education. Now, let me once again mention those books, which I think is so important to understand, that what is happening in our schools is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, one of them would be the NEA Power Grab by Dr. Dennis Cuddy. One would be the New World Order Timeline for Education by Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And then, of course, we carry Barrett Chose's wonderful book, Brave New Schools. John Stormer's book, None Dare College Education. Charlotte Isabey's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. A book by Alan Quist, who's with the Minnesota group that Karen Efren works with, called FedEx and a 4-tape set on FedEx. It is the No Child Left Behind program. Pushed by the Republicans, but it was really, of course, designed by Teddy Kennedy. And, of course, the Republicans got it through because Teddy Kennedy never could have gotten that legislation through. And so the Republicans got it passed for them. Wait a minute, I thought they were supposed to be on different sides. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all perception. But reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And the difficulty is that the Bush Family Foundation, Bush Library, actually gave a special award to the most outstanding legislator last year. And do you know who it was? It was Teddy Kennedy. And that's covered in my coming up newsletter, and you'll get the sources of reference on it. But gee, we can't let the American people know we have a one-party system with two branches. They might catch on to this scam. If you want it all described, that'll be the April newsletter that'll be coming out. You'll get it next month, and you can always request it now. Or, of course, hope many of you will want to subscribe to the Radio Liberty newsletter, and you could do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The book is FedEd. The 4-tape set is FedEd, and we recommend this to you. You need to understand what the No Child Left Behind program is, put in by the Republicans. Remember, I'm a lifelong Republican. I was a member of the State Central Committee for 10 years until, of course, the liberals bought up the Republican Party so they could control both political parties in California. And, you know, of course, I think some of the things Arnold is doing now, incidentally, if you live in California, fill out his initiatives, get them on the ballot. When he does something good, we should support him. Of course, he's being run by the establishment for the presidency, and when he runs for the presidency, do not support him under any circumstances. But right now, he's doing the right things to gain political points, and we have to begin to restrict the power of the state legislature. So, understand what's going on. We ask you, of course, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, our website, radioliberty.com, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.